With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Senate late Sunday night has taken the first step to end the shutdown after a group of moderate Democrats agreed to proceed with a guaranteed extension of health care subsidies that angered many in their caucus. In a vote that is the first in a series of required procedural maneuvers, Senate voted 60-40 to move toward passing compromise legislation to fund the government and later hold a vote on extending the Affordable Care Tax Act tax credits that expire on January 1st. A final passage could be several days away. Prior to the vote, Vermont's Bernie Sanders chastised his colleagues.
What this Senate is about to do is make a horrific situation even worse.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune.
From the truly precarious situation we are in with regard to air travel to the fact that our staffs have been working without pay for a full 40 days now, all of us, Republicans and Democrats who support this bill, know that the time to act is now.
Two notable deaths in the world of sports. Paul Tagliabue, who served as an NFL commissioner, is dead. He was 84. And Basketball Hall of Famer Lenny Wilkins has passed away at 88. A group representing evangelical Christians urging the Trump team to reconsider its refugee policy.
The National Association of Evangelicals is expressing dismay over the administration's announcement to admit only 7,500 refugees next year. That's down from 125,000 in the previous year. The group is urging Trump officials to reconsider the decision, describing the U.S. refugee resettlement program as a lifeline for those fleeing persecution. NAE's president says in the past, the United States has been a beacon of safety and freedom. Greg Clugston, Washington.
This is SRN News. Well, Democrats have a problem with religious Americans.
Analysts are calling it the God gap. The fact that if you're a person of faith, you're a lot more likely to vote Republican, and if you're non-religious, you're a lot more likely to vote Democrat. It's a pretty serious numbers problem for the latter party, because despite the broad general decline in Christianity in this country, the vast majority of people describe themselves as religious, and you still can't build a winning coalition with just atheists and agnostics. Michael Harrington reporting.
New York City's Jewish community filled with anxiety. Now the city has its first Muslim mayor, Zohran Mamdani, has won over many liberal Jewish voters with vows to make the city more affordable and equitable. But he has also alarmed many others in the Big Apple and all across the United States because he constantly criticizes Israel. This is SRN News. It has been a long, drawn-out process. Hamas has handed over the remains of an Israeli soldier who'd been held in Gaza since 2014. Correspondent Mimi Montgomery says, though, there is still a lot of work to be done.
Israel has received the remains of a Gaza hostage, which Hamas say were the body of an Israeli soldier killed in 2014 and held there for 11 years. His remains were the only ones left in Gaza, predating the current war. Hamas say it found the remains of Hadar Golden in a tunnel in the city of Rafah. A government spokesperson confirmed the return, but stressed that forensic examination is needed for identification. The return of the remains of Golden would be a significant development in the U.S. brokered truce, which has seen a slow return of hostages' bodies as well as violence and tension between Israeli troops and militants in Gaza. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
And more details at srnnews.com.